Welcome to the City Current Radio Show, focused on sharing and empowering the good in our community. This show takes an in-depth look at the heartbeat of Middle Tennessee, the organizations and individuals leading by example to fuel change, and how we can make a difference. Now here's your host, City Current CEO, Jeremy Park.
Welcome to the City Current Radio Show. I'm your host, Jeremy Park. We're honored to bring you inspiring stories of organizations and individuals making a difference. And with that in mind, we get to talk about an organization that is focused on zero waste, which is really cool. We have Ben Weir. He's the Director of Business Development and Sales Innovation for Loop. How are you doing, Ben?
I'm doing well, Jeremy. Thanks so much for having me.
So Loop, let's talk about really cool and creative what you're doing, obviously focused on environmental sustainability, zero waste, as I mentioned. So give us a little bit of backstory for Loop.
Sure. So Loop is a TerraCycle company. TerraCycle, our parent company, is almost 20 years old, and our mission is very simple. It's to eliminate the very idea of waste. So, you know, with our parent company, you know, our tactic for eliminating waste really comes down to recycling hard to recycle materials and packaging, or making packaging from recycled content. But that really, you know, at the end of the day, you know, is a great Band-Aid for the waste solution, but it doesn't really get to the root cause. And, you know, from all of our research and looking at, you know, competitive examples and historical ways of consumption, we've really identified the root cause of the waste problem, you know, probably only about 50 or 60 years ago. And it's this idea of disposability or single use. Because if we go back to those historical times, there were, you know, durable solutions. There were milk bottles instead of milk jugs, and people consumed products in a very different way. And so with Loop, we're really kind of looking back to the past as our inspiration, but now creating a more modern system for consuming products without the packaging waste that's associated with that.
So you've got well-known brands, products, and obviously, like you said, turning a single-use item into a multi-use. And it goes back to Loop, kind of creating this sustainable loop. So talk about the brands that you work with and start kind of diving into how it works.
Yeah, so we work with companies across 8 different geographic markets. And some of those companies are Procter & Gamble, Nestle, Unilever, but many entrepreneurial brands as well. And they've really committed to redesigning their packaging to move from single-use materials to durable, multi-use materials. And really, in doing so, are taking back ownership of their package. So when a consumer buys their product, they're no longer just buying, you know, the product and the package that's associated with it, but they're getting the content, you know, that shampoo, that ice cream, that product that they really want, and just simply putting down a deposit on those items. And so now, you know, as consumers, you know, we're able to access the brands and the products that we love, but without that guilt that's associated with all that packaging waste. Because I'd argue, how many of us want to own that flexible bag or that ice cream pint as soon as it's empty? So why not get it in a way that's, you know, really an elevated experience using more durable, luxurious materials, and really having these companies, you know, approach this from a point of view of innovation versus just looking at sustainability always being at a sacrifice, whether to the bottom line or to the consumer.
Dive in a little bit on how kind of that plays out in the sense of you going to them and saying, hey, there's a big demand. Let's work with you on creating this. Them coming to you and saying, hey, we've got this. Like, talk about kind of that relationship of give and take of where the magic really kicks in to kick it off and then ultimately create the multi-use sustainable packaging.
Yeah, well, all these organizations, big and small, have set really, you know, broad goals, you know, whether it be 2025 or 2030 to reduce their packaging waste. So it really comes from a, you know, a point where, you know, whether it's legislation in Western Europe or, you know, consumer demand here in the States, you know, people are asking and looking for these types of solutions. But to ask a manufacturer to rethink their packaging, which is such a fundamental part of their value proposition, it's a difficult conversation. But ultimately, I think they see that this is something where, you know, they can approach this from the lens of innovation and really invest more in their packaging, delight the consumer even further, all while eliminating waste. And I think really the key thing is, you know, with Loop, we're thinking about the full life cycle of the product. So not only are we engaging with those manufacturers, but we're engaging with retailers who really are the point of distribution for all of these products. And Loop is really acting as the waste management company now of the circular economy, where our chief roles are to collect back the packaging, sort it out by manufacturer type, and clean and sanitize the packaging in a way where it can be reused upwards of, you know, 100 plus times.
Carry that forward, because you've got big known retailers, Kroger, Walgreens. So talk about those partnerships and kind of how that plays out.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, you know, all retailers, you know, at some point are going to look at, you know, more waste-free solutions, whether it's a bulk refill section of their store, or, you know, in some cases, there's, you know, packaging-free sections and you know, dedicated stores. But, you know, really, at the end of the day, these are going to be more burdensome for the consumer. Many times it's going to be more expensive, or at least not, you know, you're not going to find those name brands that you really know and love. And so, for the loop value proposition for retailers. You know, we offer them the ability to work with the manufacturers they're already working with, give their consumers an elevated product experience, and really seamlessly integrate into their existing channels. So we have partnerships that are live today with Carrefour in France, and they are integrating this into their e-commerce business. And then early next year, you'll see both Kroger and Walgreens integrating Loop into their physical presence. So think about a Loop section of your store where these products now are on shelf. You're able to buy them right there alongside a basket full of disposable goods. And when you're finished with those products, you can bring them back to that same store or any other Loop bin that might be located at a fast food restaurant or a municipal location and really create a very convenient experience. Because ultimately, you know, we've seen that, you know, the rise of single-use materials comes from a, you know, a consumer behavior of convenience. And so if Loop is to truly scale, it must be as convenient, if not more convenient, than the disposable alternative.
Talk about what that means on the global level, because as you mentioned, this isn't just here in the States, you're working in France. So, I mean, as you expand, how does that start to navigate between the different countries and cities, and to just talk about scalability in that regard?
Yeah, it takes strategic partnerships in all the markets that we're live in. We're so excited that, you know, today, actually the day, you know, that we're filming this, we are launched officially now in the UK. Coming later this month, we'll be going national across all lower 48 states here in the U.S. with our e-commerce platform. And really, you know, it takes a collaborative effort between all of those key parties. So, you know, we have to go into a region where we have interest, whether it be from a brand or from a retailer, build those partnerships, find, you know, local solutions for warehousing, for cleaning, and really, you know, create those strategic partnerships that's going to allow us to enter a market, you know, in a pilot stage, but then ultimately scale that partnership. And we do so, you know, by working with the for-profit sector, but also the nonprofit sector. So we're working with city governments, we're working with the World Economic Forum, Ellen MacArthur Foundation, groups that help enable us to really execute against our mission.
What are the things that you're tracking in terms of success metrics? Because obviously there's a lot of different things that you could track. And I'm thinking even things along the lines of, you know, how much you're keeping out of landfills. I mean, what are the things that you're tracking on your end to gauge success?
Sure. So when we suggest a brand shift from a single-use material, you know, some kind of, you know, light plastic to a more durable material, usually a much heavier container that has to get, you know, clean, sanitized, and gets reused, the impact on a one-to-one basis is going to be a higher, you know, cost environmentally as well as, you know, actually, you know, financially. So, you know, what we're promoting here is this idea of reusability. And the more times a package circulates, the greater the impact. So, you know, with us, you know, we're seeing, you know, as little as 2 to 3 uses, those increased environmental costs being offset. And every package in the Loop system is required to have at least a minimum of 10 reuse cycles, but many are performing far greater than that. And that really enables us to really look at all, you know, the key metrics within a life cycle assessment and understand that the solution that we're proposing, if brought to, you know, to life at scale, is meaningfully better for the environment across any number of factors, not just waste.
What's something that has been an important lesson that you all have learned so far in this journey? And I'm thinking it could be, you know, the willingness to work with the manufacturers and their desire. It could be the willingness of the consumer. I mean, what's something that you've learned is an important lesson so far in this journey?
Well, I think very relevant to today's environment is this the impact of COVID. And, you know, as we look at sort of industry trends in the arena of reuse, we see many of those business models being challenged by the current constraints of COVID. So whether it be Starbucks banning bringing your own cup to a cafe to get refilled, or salad bars, you know, at a variety of different locations going away. You know, I would categorize all of these different models as consumer-driven reuse, and those models probably will not exist or will exist in a very different way in the post-COVID world. What Loop is really is a professional reuse model where all the cleaning is done professionally by partners like Ecolab, and all the filling is done on the, you know, back of house on behalf of the brands. And really, you know, I think those kinds of models are actually well positioned to come out of the COVID crisis with, you know, a renewed focus on sustainability, because we obviously know the rise of single use materials, whether it be PPE or some other sort of, you know, necessary part of getting through a major pandemic, but also finding ways that are scalable, given the added renewed, you know, scrutiny on the part of the customer.
How can we help? I'm thinking, you know, there's obviously different answers based on the target audience. Part of that is for businesses who are in manufacturing, how can they work with you? And then obviously for us as consumers, what are some different ways that all of us can help you?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, ultimately, you know, we're looking for, you know, a system change, and it's going to be, a long process. We're not expecting brands to redesign all of their packaging overnight, but hopefully, you know, 5-10 years down the road, we've impacted a meaningful percentage of their otherwise disposable business. As a consumer, you know, what we've seen across the board is consumers are willing to pay a deposit. It, you know, behaves just like a credit card hold when you go to a hotel, and it's money that you get back in full as long as you return the packaging. So being open to those new models, supporting us, whether it's through our e-commerce expansion to Tennessee later this year, or, you know, beyond that, you know, partnerships, you know, going to your local Kroger or your Walgreens and being able to choose those products, you know, whether it's because you like the sustainability of the products or maybe just because you like the design. Either way, you know, we really just want to be able to impact as many items as possible and really, you know, do so in a way that's just as affordable and just as convenient as any other product you would consume.
You mentioned the expansion, obviously, to the UK, France already. You've got, like you said, the stores rolling out in-store with Kroger and Walgreens. What are some other things coming up on the horizon in terms of major goals for Loop?
Yeah, so, I mean, the rest of 2020 here is big. We've got expansion plans in Japan, which we're really excited by. Early next year, we'll be in Canada and Australia. So, continuing to push the geographic footprint of Loop and the amount of consumers we're able to access, but also looking at different business models. We have a partnership in place with one of the largest fast food companies in the world for their takeaway food packaging, and really building out further more this idea of an ecosystem. Because I think, you know, ultimately, if Loop is to be successful, it will have to be penetrating, you know, multiple facets of your life. And really, you know, our goal is to be that single point of contact, that single sort of body that certifies these products as reusable. So you no longer have to go county by county and determine what's recyclable in different regions, but, you know, you can have the trust that Loop is managing the system and make sure, you know, that the products will always be reused.
Yeah, and I think that's an important piece, is the psychological on many different levels, is for the consumers to really buy in and understand and obviously make those purchasing decisions. And then, like you said, really reaching scale between restaurants, like all these different businesses that really could be engaged. And I think that's where, for you, making it easy really will allow that change to happen much greater, but also much quicker. Carry that thought process forward in terms of the overall kind of global impact of what you're doing, not just from the environmental, but the psychological, like you say, of really getting everybody to buy in and understand how easy it is, but the role they can all play in being a part of this change.
Yeah, I think it follows a lot of trends of other companies who have really affected the sharing economy, whether it be Uber, whether it be Airbnb. You know, we really want people to rethink their way of consuming, not just, you know, the waste associated with it, but the products they're looking for, the way that they, you know, affect change, not through, you know, policy and not through, different political routes, but really through voting with your dollar. And we really believe strongly in that idea. And, you know, Loop is a for-profit business. You know, we're proudly for-profit, but we're a social organization. And the goal of making money is never at the, you know, kind of offset of our mission, which is to eliminate waste. So we really believe we have a scalable business model. And you know, we've hoped that, you know, through our history at TerraCycle, we've really built that consumer confidence that, you know, we're willing and able to disrupt the market and offer hopefully something that's a really compelling solution for consumers.
Last question is the easy one, is talk about website, social media. Where do we go to learn more?
Sure. So website in the U.S. here is loopstore.com. Please feel free to access it. Like I said, we'll be expanding from our current service area, which is most of the Mid-Atlantic region, to the lower 48 states. And that change is happening really on a rolling basis. If you go to @loopstore, you know, pretty much on any social media, you'll see our organization, and feel free to check out, you know, TerraCycle as well, our parent company. You know, we're making strides against waste all over the world, 20 plus markets globally, many different types of business models, and really all programs that are easily accessible for consumers, in many cases free or, you know, subsidized by a major company. And our goal is, you know, to really hopefully live in a world where, you know, in the future, this sort of idea of waste is really kind of just a blip on the radar. And we kind of look back and say how funny it was that, you know, we you know, created this problem, but also how inspiring that we were able to design ourselves out of it.
Absolutely. So make sure everyone check them out. Loopstore.com. Ben, thank you for all you and your team do. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you very much, Jeremy.